Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmix. On the broadcast today, it's an all-pundit show with Paul Muradkhan, John Asagura, and Susie Vasquez. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have an all-pundit program going with three great pundits. Paul Muradkhan is here. He's the Senior Vice President of Government Relations with the Vegas Chamber. Susie Vasquez is Executive Director of the Nevada State Apartment Association. And John Asagura is the former Speaker of the Nevada Assembly and currently works with Strategies 360. Starting with you, John, and we're going to go around the table with this, but your thoughts on the events of January 6th in the state capitol. In the United States Capitol.
Well, thanks, Sam. It's good to be on the show again. I appreciate you inviting me. I tell you what, I used to tell the people in the state legislature, the new folks that would, when they'd come in, I would say, you know, you need to respect this building like it's a church. Important things happen here, and we need to have that kind of decorum. What I saw at the federal level, I don't even know how to describe how mortified I was by that. It was just shocking to me. I mean, words don't describe what we witnessed there.
Susie, your thoughts?
Similar to Mr. Asagura, I mean, just shocking. It was, I think the whole nation was shocked to see what was unfolding in D.C. It'll be interesting to see how we move forward.
Do you have confidence that as you see the changing positions already in the Congress, and especially the fact that the Congress went back to work to certify the election that night, did that give you confidence that moving forward that we can bring it back together?
Absolutely. I mean, we're Americans. We, you know, endure a lot and we overcome a lot. So it wasn't surprising to see them continue on with what they had planned for the day. It was nice to see, and it was encouraging to see as well.
Paul, your thoughts?
Well, I think just to echo what John and Susie said, I mean, look, the attacks on the Capitol were disturbing and they were wrong. I mean, Congress did the right thing, to your point, Sam, to come back that evening to show A, continuity of government, and B, to complete the work they were there for, and to accept the report on the Electoral College. And I think that was a clear message to the American people that they are there and that the Republic will stand.
John, do you have concerns with the legislature just about to come into session in Carson City, that we're going to see problems in Carson City from either side?
Well, you know, yes, I'm concerned. Look, our building is one of the few state capitals in the country that there's no metal detectors. There's no, you know, you can freely walk in and out. And that's the way we have tried to keep it for forever. You know, back when I was serving in the legislature, we tried to do a few things like the bollards that are around the building so you couldn't just pull a truck right up next to the building. But, you know, for the most part, the access is free there. You can just walk in and go into the gallery. During these kind of tumultuous times, that is concerning. The legislative police force and the Capitol Police both do wonderful jobs. They're amazing professionals. They're all former law enforcement from somewhere else generally, you know, retired or in the area. So they're all great people and everybody will look out for each other. But look, I think people have to be on guard that there is the potential for, you know, someone to do something untoward. And I'd hate to see that in our state capitol.
All right, but let's be realistic here. Is this not the time now to put in metal detectors at the legislative building if people are even allowed into the building from the public or the lobbying corps?
Yeah, no, I think in the past that what I just said was the norm, but I think now people would readily accept that preventative measure. You do that in a lot of buildings, federal buildings, other buildings, you know, airports. So I don't know that people would think twice about walking through a metal detector. And I, you know, quite frankly, I think the time's come.
Susie, you know, one of the concerns from lots of lobbyists that have been on the program and from members of the public that have contacted me privately to say, you know, we're concerned about getting access to our legislators. Teresa Benitez Thompson was on the program and she was talking about, you know, this is still a work in progress that, you know, they, you know, are working on trying to work with the governor on limits for the building to allow more people in there, because at the moment only 50 total are allowed in there, which would be taken up by the legislators and some of the staff. So what are your thoughts on access to the building?
I would completely agree to see some form of restrictions to the building, and we've anticipated it since late summer. And so we've been very proactive in meeting with legislators from August all the way up until yesterday. And we continue to meet with them, knowing that there is a high possibility of not having access to them during session. Thankfully, you know, we have great relationships with everyone and they are open to reaching out to us and discussing any concerns. So we have been planning on not having access to that building. And it looks like that's probably what's going to come to fruition, unfortunately. And it will pose some challenges, but I'm sure that we'll overcome them.
Paul, you know, obviously you're in the same boat as these other two folks. You know, communication is so important, but the chamber does have meetings with legislators both on the state level and on the congressional level constantly. What are your concerns going into this session?
Sure. I think for us, for the two special sessions, I mean, it was a different apparatus, right? They were meeting as committee of the whole. It was a very narrow agenda. So, I mean, it was not an ideal situation, but it was something you can maneuver through and still get hold of legislators either through Zoom or in phone calls or texts. When you're moving to a legislative session where there's already, I think, 850 BDRs and 150 pre-filed bills already submitted, and trying to understand the logistics of how that would operate on a virtual format, I think, to your point, I mean, they're still trying to figure it out. The chamber does believe there needs to be some type of hybrid or limited access to either through appointment setting or some type of way that there is still that way to interact into the building. So, I mean, we do have faith that there would be some type of format that will be that allows some type of access, at least for the first month or two, as vaccinations become more available in the public, as legislators are vaccinated, LCB staff and lobbyists and the general public, we would hope that, you know, those movements would move forward for more access as the months move by in the Capitol.
You know, on the list that's been presented by the state, that lobbyists are right above journalists in the line of who's going to get the vaccinations. I'm kidding, of course.
That makes sense that you have something to write about if we're not in the building.
Mr. Speaker, correct me if I'm wrong here, but the legislators have to be in Carson City in the state capitol for the session, but not necessarily in the building. Is that correct?
That is correct, and that was something that we discovered during the special session, that they could operate in Carson City outside of the building. And, you know, that's the one of the main issues here. The logistics of putting together this session are mind-boggling. I can't even imagine. I don't have a thought on what's right and what's wrong, but on the very left, you'll have some folks that don't want to even come in the building at all. And on the far right, you'll have folks that don't believe there's an issue and will not wear a mask even if you tell them to. So, like, I don't know how you bring those two groups together to come into that building. I'll just comment. I was talking to one of my colleagues in Arizona yesterday, where the Arizona legislature just convened. They had two opening ceremonies, one for those who would wear masks and one for those who would not wear masks. And, like, literally they redid the whole ceremony twice just for the opening day. Amazing to me.
Susie, what's your thoughts on that?
You know, we had actually a good meeting yesterday. It'll be fascinating to see how we overcome challenges. I'm sure that there will be some bumps early on in session, but as we proceed, I would anticipate, just as Paul stated, that, you know, as vaccines roll out and more people are vaccinated and immunized, it would make more sense for it to get easier. However, you never know what the future holds, and we've definitely learned that in 2020. So,
but as the speaker brought up, the idea that, you know, the politics would play into the health, that one side would not want to go into the building and the other side would go into the building but without masks, against the governor's authority. I mean, that just sounds crazy here in Nevada, to me anyway.
You also have in some cases across the country where you're having legislators refuse to take the vaccines too. I mean, it's on both sides of the aisle in some cases. So, I mean, I think that's a concern also about vaccination of legislators and who will and who will not get it vaccinated.
So, I mean, has there been any discussion on I'll tell you, this becomes such a complicated issue because, you know, look at all the diseases that we have cured through vaccinations. And yet now we're in a situation where in the most remarkable time frame, we have more than one vaccine to be able to aid this country in getting back to normal. We have an economy that's shattered that needs to be rebuilt. And people are saying that they're not gonna take the vaccine. I mean, that just sounds, I don't wanna say crazy, because people have their own reasons. Some people have had vaccinations and they've gotten sick from them. Not necessarily got that illness, but have gotten sick from them. It's beyond me.
Well, and Sam, I think here's the issue. I mean, you could be saying no for a lot of different reasons. You could be saying no because you don't believe there's an issue. You could be saying no because you don't believe in vaccines. You could be saying no because you don't want to take the vaccine in front of your constituents and you don't want the backlash because of that. There could be a lot of reasons you're saying no, but if everyone in that building is not vaccinated, it's going to be a challenge, right? Because not just the legislators, the staff that supports that building is, you know, some 250 plus folks that support the legislators and what happens in the legislature. So, rapidly vaccinating that whole entire building would very much help, but I just don't know how you get there if people refuse to get vaccinated. It's just the logistical challenges that they're going to have are going to be difficult. And I think that, quite frankly, limits what is going to be discussed. I mean, because we are in such a horrible shape as far as the budget goes, that's going to dominate anyway. And I think that will limit the policy discussions, because there will be so much time focused, one, on the budget, but then two, with the limited access and limited ability to have conversations, I think the policy discussions get limited as well, would be my guess.
Okay, you get the last word on this segment here, Susie.
And I agree completely. I think that the focus is going to be on the budget and how to get Nevada through the pandemic. And then policy hopefully will come in later when hopefully we have more people vaccinated and more access to them. However, I think, as John said, I think we're going to kick off session with discussion on budget primarily, which is going to take some time. Hopefully they're able to overcome any communication challenges if they have to go virtual. Thankfully, we've all been in this arena where we've been virtual and it's easier to communicate in that forum, but definitely challenges. I'm not looking forward. I'm thankful that I'm not a legislator this session, because it is definitely going to be challenging. But again, you know, we're Nevadans, we will rise to the occasion and we will overcome. So I have no doubt that we will actually figure it out the last second, but it's gonna come down to the last second, maybe the day before, on how we're going to move forward.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with this great all-power pundit panel after this timeout.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed. Now through February 27th, plus 5x points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed. Now through February 27th, plus 5x points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we've got an all-pundit show going here with a great panel. Susie Vasquez is here, John Asagura, and Paul Muradkhan. Paul, In listening to the latter part of this last conversation here on the show, when our economy is in such terrible shape and we need to have tourists return, conventioneers return, businesses reopened, businesses saved from the brink, to hear the discussion, and rightly so, of who chooses to get vaccinated and who doesn't, in our legislative situation, just sounds a little crazy to me, because we need everybody, or the majority at least, to get vaccinated.
Right. No, I think as we're rolling this out, and you know, we work very closely with the Southern Nevada Health District here in Clark County, and we have faith in the state and in obviously the LEAP Committee and Chairwoman Marilyn Kirkpatrick. I mean, their focus is where it needs to be, getting the vaccines out. They're adjusting the tiers, and as now we have these priority lanes. Because obviously what's on paper sometimes has to be adjusted to what's going to work out in the field. But I mean, what the chamber has said all along the last almost year now is, if you care about the jobs, you care about the economy and social services, wear your mask, socially distance, wash your hands, and now get the vaccine. If you really care about the state and your economy and your job and your family, do the right thing and take those measures. I mean, it comes down to those basic principles from our perspective.
John, isn't it almost mandatory that our leadership, our political leadership, takes the lead on this as against, you know, being so diverse?
I think it is. I mean, people want to see that kind of leadership. And I did see Attorney General Aaron Ford on his social media getting the vaccine the other day. I don't know about the rest, but yeah, I think they should take the leadership. But, you know, I understand why they're cautious. There is some backlash at the federal level. You've seen some folks that have been pretty anti-mask, anti anything that's going on with the coronavirus. And they were getting their vaccine and people were calling them hypocrites, right? So I get that they see that there could be some political backlash, but for the public health, for the public safety, get the vaccine, of course.
Susie, obviously the budget is gonna be the main thing as we start the session. Do you think that there is any appetite for raising taxes versus cutting the budget?
It makes sense to introduce some form of discussion on raising taxes. Unfortunately, we're in a position where we may have to. I'm hopeful that we're able to find different ways to reduce the budget, but given the uncertainty as to how much longer this is going to continue, it's impossible to not have a conversation about raising taxes.
Paul, your thoughts from the chamber's perspective?
Sure. I mean, with this pandemic, I think you're hard pressed to find a sector or broad-based component of the economy that's doing well for taxation. You know, with the amount of unemployment we currently have, does a modified business tax increase make sense? Probably not. It probably won't generate the revenue you need. Does sales tax make sense at this time? There'll be challenges from other groups about if that's the appropriate mechanism. There will be some bills on property tax we've seen introduced in pre-files. So, I mean, to Susie's point, there will be conversations, but any tax policy that's adopted, you have to think about the short-term and long-term consequences on the economic recovery. So the chamber will be actively engaged in watching the bills as they're coming out and talking to legislators.
All right, we'll come back in just a moment and we'll get John's response to this right after this timeout.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed. Now through February 27th, plus 5x points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at Reno's newest steakhouse, Nevada Steak.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, where our All Pundits show with Susie Vasquez, Paul Murad Khan, and John Asagura, the former Speaker of the Nevada Assembly. Your thoughts on the potential for the discussion on taxes and actually enacting any?
Well, so let's just give a little quick historic perspective, right? The legislature, the governor has swept all the accounts, has swept remaining any fees and things that are out there to take. He's asked for a 12% reduction in budgets. They've come in to do a special session. Now he's asked for another reduction in budgets. We're into essential services now. So I think that there will be a discussion on taxes. But I agree with Paul, you know, there's not a sector of this economy that hasn't been affected, and really no one could afford to pay more at this point. No one is doing well. So it's a tough time, and I would not want to be a legislator in this legislative session. Tough, tough decisions.
And that's pretty bad coming from a former speaker, that you wouldn't want to be a politician. To all of you, thank you so much for doing this. We look forward to visiting with you when you're in Carson City for the session. But thank you for today, and we'll be right back. Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Kenny, Dad? Are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they will.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.